My brothers and sisters, as has become our practice, let's pray. Father, you who are Lord of lords and King of kings, we praise you. We worship and honor your name, Father, while giving you thanks for bringing us into your presence. Father, there is joy and peace in your presence, and we give all glory and honor to your name. We pray in agreement with you, Lord, as well as with one another, making petitions and requests to you with thanksgiving that you will bless your sons and daughters who listen to the messages by way of the podcast that I believe you've given me. Father, may they be blessed and prosper in all they do according to your word and your will. I pray and petition you, Father, that they and their families will walk in divine health and that their days upon the earth will be long and fruitful. I pray in agreement for Mandy Williams, for Erica, as well as my great niece, along with the young woman whom I love like a granddaughter. They are also the two gentlemen from Trinidad, one who is here in the U.S., and the other who continues to reside in his country. They are both in need of your healing touch. So we ask, Father, that they would all know you as Jehovah Rapha. We pray for those who are under physical, mental, as well as emotional and spiritual attacks, whether they are psychotic breaks, mental breakdowns, demonic attacks, or other types of psychosis. May they all know you as Jehovah Rapha, because there is no limit to your healing powers. We ask again, Father, that each of your sons and daughters will walk in divine health, free from pain, whether that pain is physical, emotional, or psychological. Father, we thank you that you continue to allow us to see your faithfulness on behalf of those for whom you have moved so mightily. We thank you for each and every one who has seen and experienced you, as well as those who in the future will see you as the Lord our God who heals. Lord, may we all hear your voice clearly and concisely, and we ask that all we put our hands to be blessed according to your word and your will. We pray and make all of these requests to you, Father, asking that all of our families, that includes each and every one of your sons and daughters who are listening, along with their families, will walk in covenant with you all the days of their lives. May our covenant blessings with you be generational to the thousandth generation, Jesus, should you tarry. We ask these things, petitioning you, Lord, with thanksgiving, in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hello to each of you. I'm Prophet Beatrice Valerie Nero, and I welcome you to another episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. Before going into the message for this week, I would like to mention that I know that some of you are having trouble receiving the podcast through the text messaging I use. Originally, I thought it was my phone, and to a degree, it is. As it turns out, as I'm sure many have heard, Apple has something in their phones for protection to its users that apparently also from time to time does not allow connections via text and even phone calls to phones outside of Apple products. Oftentimes calls are dropped or text won't go through to Androids. However, again, I recommend that you use Facebook or go to your favorite podcast app to listen to the podcast. I'm so sorry for any inconvenience this may be causing non-Apple phone users. And while no pun is intended, the title of this week's message is There Is Still Hope, Part 2. Last week, I shared with you the dream I had about something affecting people, many who refer to themselves as Christians, giving them oversized, enlarged heads. These big-headed people were doing all they could to kill anyone whose head was of normal size, especially other Christians. Without going into further detail about the dream, I was able to run from one of these people and barely got under a gate before it closed. Only three people, including myself, made it through that gate. on the side of the gate that I had escaped to, which was obviously an area of safety, I heard someone say, "This is heaven." I repeated the words in the form of a question, "This is heaven?" And I think someone said, "Yes." As I stated last week, I continued to pray about the dreams in the days that followed. And one day the scripture came to my spirit from Matthew 7:13 that reads, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." 1 Corinthians 6 reads, "Or do you not know that wrongdoers will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." My sisters and brothers, please don't misunderstand what I'm saying in this dream, or I should say what God is saying. No, he is not saying that just me and two other people will make it in. However, what he is saying, that there will only be a few. Even though in the dream there were only three of us, he's saying this is in comparison to how few will make it into the kingdom. In my dream, only three were able to enter through that narrow way. Yes, and with that thought in mind, I do cry bitterly in my spirit. I do understand that the purpose of the dream was to show us how easy it will be for so many to miss entering the kingdom. In spite of the prayers that are being prayed on a daily basis, unfortunately, there are still many who will not make it in. But for those of us who will not stop praying, witnessing, and interceding on behalf of the lost, don't lose hope. In spite of those in the body of Christ whose heads have become swollen with pride while stroking their own egos, don't lose hope. In spite of self-serving motivations, ulterior reasonings, and hidden agendas for preaching the gospel of Christ while leading others astray, there is still hope for the lost. Don't lose hope for the marriages, children, mates, businesses, and even ministries that are under attack from the enemy. God has given these people and things into our hands, so don't let go of what he's spoken to our spirits concerning those we love and believe for. If God said it, it shall surely come to pass. For some years, I've been in dire need of certain repairs on my home. There are several things that needed to be done, and only a miracle from God could see to it happening. But I didn't lose hope. I continued to trust God without stress, fear, or doubt. I even told him that I would no longer pray or petition him concerning the matter, not out of frustration, but because if I trusted him, then I didn't have to keep asking him about it every day, or for that matter, not even every week or month. Last week, I got my miracle from God. Not only that, but God has given me favor in the sight of the contractors, and they have said that some of the work they will do for free. Only God. I didn't lose hope because I believed. If God did it for me with a house, that even if it lasts another 100 years, it will never be more important than a soul. So don't lose hope for what you're believing for. When it seems that loved ones, family members, and even the church itself has turned away from God, don't lose hope. Even as we weep and cry out to the Father concerning the matters and issues in our lives, concerning loved ones who have turned away from him, continue to trust him. In Ezra 10, it says that Ezra was weeping bitterly. He was praying and confessing before God for himself as well as the people of Israel. One of the descendants of Elam stood and said, "But in spite of this, there is still hope. In spite of the sin of Israel, as great as that sin was at that time, Shechinah, the descendant of Elam, was still saying to Ezra and the people of God, what God is saying to us right now, don't give up. There is still hope. In spite of what we may see, it's not over. Don't let go of the promises that God has given you." What God was saying to Ezra and the people was not just to hold on and believe, but also to trust and have faith in him for what he has spoken. With all my heart, with everything that's in me, I truly believe that God is saying to his sons and daughters, in spite of all that's occurring in many lives at this time, it's not over. It's not over for those sons, daughters, and even parents who are addicted to drugs and alcohol. There's still hope for those who have been afflicted with sickness and disease. There's still hope for the adulterers, liars, and whoremongers that they will turn from their sins and repent. There's still hope for the sinners as long as there's breath in their bodies. There's still hope for your situation, whatever it may be. There's still hope for the sick. And yes, even the dying, for finances, family situations, marriages, jobs, careers, education, and any and everything that's important and that matters to you, there is still hope. Ezra prayed for all the people in the nation of Israel. He didn't just pray for the rich and the important. He didn't just pray for the priests and the teachers of the law. He prayed for all of the people. In John 17, Jesus prayed for all of the people. He prayed for himself, he prayed for his disciples, and then he prayed for each of us. He specifically said that his prayer was not just for the disciples, but for all who believed in him. It reads in the 20th verse, "My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who believe in me through their message." Jesus prayed for us then, and he continues to sit at the right hand of the Father, making intercessions for us. No matter what the situations may be, as long as we continue to petition the Father according to his word and his will, there is still hope. In spite of all that's occurring in this nation, in your state, and even in your personal life, again, God is saying to you, don't give up, don't let go, and don't stop believing. Remember Jairus, when they told him his little daughter had died? Jesus said to him, "Don't be afraid, just believe." God has not finished doing what needs to be done in our lives as well as in the lives of those we love. Let's not look for perfection in those we pray for, because there's not one perfect except the Father himself. But know that God is faithful. Remember to stand in agreement with the Father and not in agreement with the accuser of the brethren. Be aware of what you say and how you pray when you go to the Father on behalf of others. I've said this before, and right now I believe it bears repeating. When my oldest son was in elementary school, he had to adjust to class rules and regulations, being hyperactive, dyslexic, and whatever else he had been diagnosed with. Sometimes he was a handful. However, there was never a time that I would not listen to and talk with the teachers concerning him in reference to his behavior and antics in the classroom. I was always approachable when it came to my son and ready to correct him when necessary. I knew what the teachers had to deal with because I knew what I was dealing with at home. But yet, there was a way that when they came to me about him, they needed to know how to talk to me in reference to my child. They needed to know how to approach me, and they could not just talk to me with attitudes or just any kind of way about my son. No matter what he did, he was still my child, and I loved him. And it's even more so with our Heavenly Father. When we talk to him about his sons and daughters, no matter what sin they may be walking in, no matter how wrong we might think they are, no matter what the situation or circumstances may be in reference to them, remember that they, as well as you, are still his child. And no matter what, he still loves you and he still loves them. And that means there's still hope. He loves us all, so don't give up on them, and don't give up on yourself, because God hasn't given up on us. And again, don't stand with the accuser of the brethren. We must continue to pray for one another as well as for ourselves, because there is still hope. And as we pray for the lost, the sick, the rebellious, those that are hateful, disobedient to the Father, and yes, even those who are so full of pride that they feel that they are beyond and better than everyone else, don't lose hope for them. For those who are walking in sin, let's not pray so much for them to be restored to us, but that they will be restored to the Father. My sisters and brothers, I cannot begin to count how many times I've repeated those words, "There is still hope," during the past 15 or 20 minutes of this podcast. But let me suggest that the next time you're in a situation where the enemy is telling you to give up, or when he's saying to you that it's over, remember what God has been saying to us over and over again. And then repeat those words to yourself over and over again. There is still hope. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. I ask that each of you would share this podcast with others, and always remember that it's available for listening on every podcast server and app. I continue to ask you for your support through your prayers. You can contact me through my email at amiteagle@charter.net. That's amiteagle@charter.net. And through the Facebook post or Facebook Messenger. Thank you again for your prayers and support, and may God bless each and every one of you.